Hilchis Tumas Oichlin, Chapter 9. This chapter contains 11 halachas, and the subject matter here deals with liquids that are tamei or may become tamei, and in what cases these liquids transfer the tuma to solid foods that they are touching. Halach Aleph, Hashemen Oy Hadvash Shenitmiyu, oil, this means olive oil or honey, these are two of the liquids that are susceptible to tuma, shenitmiyu, if they become tamei, v'yachakach karshu, and afterwards they congealed into a solid, v'yachakach nimoichu, and thereafter they melted again and became liquid, hareihem rishon l'tuma l'yoylam, they always remain a rishon l'tuma, a first level of tuma, the highest level of tuma to which foods are susceptible, v'pnei shehei mashkin, because they are always considered liquid, and even though in between, after they had become tamei, they had turned solid, nevertheless we do not say this is now a new liquid which was merely in contact with the solid, and this would therefore be either a sheni or a shlishi, a second or third level. We say it's the same liquid that we started out with, and it remains rishin, the first level of tuma. Halocha beis, haroitev, gravy, v'hagrisin, or a pea soup, which is very thick, v'hecholov, or milk, shekarshu, all of these congealed into a solid, or the milk curdled into a solid, hareihem ka'oichlem, these are considered solid food, utzirichim machshava, and in order to be susceptible to tuma, they require machshava, one has to have in mind that they are to be used to be eaten for human consumption. The imnaga bahem oichel rishain oy mashke nasu shniyim. And if oichel rishain, if a solid food which was rishain, which was the first level of tuma, touched these, or mashke liquid which was tamei, and liquid is always first level of tuma, if it touched this nasu shniyim, they become second level. If, however, they had not turned completely solid, but they were covered with a film of actual wet liquid, then this is still considered liquid, and no matter what happens, they will always become, upon becoming tuma, will always be a first level of tuma. Nitmiyu kishehem mashkin, if they became tuma when they were liquid, vikafu, and they became solid now, they congealed, unlike the oil and honey, which are always considered liquid, if they congealed, afterwards, after they had become tamei, they congealed, v'karshu, and they became solid, hareihem shniyim, they are now considered second level of tuma. Like any case of a solid food that had become tamei by contact with liquids that were tamei, because we say that here the solid is a different species entirely, and its tuma arrives only because as it was congealing, it was in contact with the liquid. Therefore, it is a second level of tuma. Nitmiu kishehem tkuyim. However, if they did not become tamei until they were solid, v'ni moichu, and they became liquid, v'nasu mashkim, they turned into a liquid, they melted and turned into a liquid, imhoyu kebeya michuvan. Now, if the original solid that became tamei was exactly the size of a kebeya, you will recall that the minimum size of a solid food that is capable of transferring its tuma to something else is kebeya, the size of an egg. If, when it first became tamei, the solid form was exactly the size of an egg and no larger, harei hamashkim tahoidim, then when it again melts, the liquid that derives from that is tahor. The reason for this is that as soon as it starts to liquefy, the solid, since it was to begin with exactly the size of an egg, when the first drop has liquefied, we already have less than the size of an egg, and it's incapable of conveying its tuma to the liquid. However, if the solid form was more than the minimum size of kebeya, even slightly more than that, hamashkim temeim, then when it melts, the liquid that derives from that is tamei. Shekisheni moicha tiparishayna, because as soon as the first drop melted and turned liquid, there was still an egg size, a kebeya of solid remaining, nitmes bikebeya, and this drop of liquid became tamei because it was in contact with a kebeya, with an egg size of solid. Bikebeya oichel tamei sheni moicha mimenu, it was still in contact with a full kebeya of food that was tamei, from which this melted and was derived, the oisa hatipa, and now this drop which became tamei, this is capable of imparting its tuma to all further liquids that melt out afterwards. The similar rule will apply to a tmei mace, a person or a utensil that was tamei because it had touched a dead body. Here we're talking a person who had touched a dead body. He was tamei, he's an avatuma. If he squeezed olives, vanovim, or grapes, shehuchshiru, which had once become wet and were capable of receiving tumah, and so the olives or the grapes receive tumah from him, im hayu kebeya, if the solid olives or grapes were exactly a kebeya, the size of an egg, harei hamashkim hayoytzim mehem tohoirim, then the liquid which issues from it is tohoir. Because, once again, as soon as a drop of liquid issues from it, the solid is now less than kebeya and cannot impart its tumah to the liquid. This, of course, is provided that he himself does not touch the place where the liquid is issuing forth. Because if he touches it, then he directly transfers the tumah to the liquid. Because even here in the case of olives or grapes, the liquid is considered as if it were hidden within the food, and it's not considered part of the same kizayis, it's not considered a food, it's as if it were some other matter in here, and therefore the tumah is not directly transferred to the liquid inside the food. However, if the olives or grapes were to begin with more than a kebeya, harei hamashkim hayoytzim mehem tameim, then the liquid which issues forth from them is tamei. Shekeven sheyotzas tipari shayna, because as soon as the first drop issues forth, nitmeis mikebeya, the liquid, this drop of liquid becomes tamei because it's in contact with what is still a full kebeya or more of solid, v'timo kol hamashkim, and this renders all further liquids that issue forth tamei. This is in the case of an av hatuma who is like a tmei mace. A tmei mace, you will recall, imparts tuma only by actual contact, but not by carrying something. However, if the person who is squeezing these grapes or olives is a zov or a zova, or some similar av hatuma that imparts tuma by carrying, afilu sochad gargir echod yechidi shaloi huchshar, even if he squeezed even a single grape or olive shaloi huchshar that had never been wet, v'loi noga b'mashke, and this zav who was squeezing it does not touch the liquid, hamashke tamei, nevertheless the liquid is tamei, shekeivan sheyotzos tipari shayna, because as soon as the first drop goes out, nitmeis b'masa hazav, since it issues forth due to the force that the Zav himself exerts upon the solid, it's as if the Zav had carried the liquid, and even though he has not contacted it, it becomes Tamei because it's as if he had carried it. Sha'azav shanosa oichlin oimashkim temeim kemoisha beyayin, because a Zav who carried food or drink, even if there was no hechsher, it becomes Tamei kemoisha beyayin, as we have previously stated in Hilchas Metamei Mishkav Umoishav in chapter 8. V'chein zav shecholav esoez, the same rule applies to a zav who milked a goat, hecholav tamei, the milk is tamei, even though he did not touch it, because it's issuing forth due to his squeezing the udders, shekevan, sheyotzas tipari shayna, and as soon as the first drop issues forth due to his squeezing on the udders, nitmeis b'masa hazav, it becomes tamei because it is like something that a zav had carried. Halacha gimel, kidei rosh hamila kvashim, a bowl or a pot that was filled up with pickled vegetables, shel chulin, even if they were chulin, the yatsu aleihem chutz l'kedeira, and some of the leaves were sticking out outside of the pot, v'noga av hatuma oirishain v'ola shechutz l'kedeira, and a person who was tameh, either in av hatuma or irishain, the first level of tuma, he touched one of the leaves where it was sticking outside the pot, the mokim hanoguv, in a place where there was no liquid film that joined it to what was in the pot, but there was a dry piece of leaf sticking out. Afal pi sheyesh ba'ola kebeya, then even though this leaf, the entire bulk of the leaf is a kebeya, is a, the size of an olive, nevertheless, hu tamei, it is tamei, v'hakil tahor, but all the rest of the food in the pot remains tahor, because what is sticking out of the pot is considered like a separate entity in this case. So, only it becomes tameh, and everything that it touches remains tahor. Chazar lekedeira, if this pot that he touched on the outside of the pot and was now tameh, fell back into the pot, timei es hamashkim sheba, we're talking about pickled vegetables, and so there's liquid in the pot. So it renders tamei all the liquids that are in it, v'nitmeis hakedeira. And then the pot also becomes tamei, as we learned in Aves HaTuma, that by rabbinical decree, liquids that are tamei, even though they are only rishon, first level of tuma, they can convey tuma to kelim, to utensils. V'chol hakvoshim, and also all the pickled material that's inside the pot becomes tamei. Noga ba'ola shechutz l'kedeira. If, however, when he touched the leaf that's sticking outside of the pot, v'hoya boy mashke, and there was liquid upon this leaf outside the pot, im yesh ba'ola kebeya, then if the leaf has the size of a kebeya, hakil tamei, everything becomes tamei, even though he touched it outside the pot. She ha'ole metami mashke sholov, because even if he touched it in a dry place, he didn't touch the liquid. But since there was also liquid outside, the leaf outside the pot, where it became tamei, rendered the liquid tamei. V'hamashke metami kol hamashke shabekdeira. And in the case of liquid, we do not differentiate between the liquid that's outside and the liquid that's inside. And so the liquid which now became tamei rendered all the liquid in the pot tamei. Umetami es hakedeira. And of course, now that the liquid is tamei, it renders the pot also tamei. Hoisa hakedeira meleya kvoshim shal truma. Up till now, we have been talking about vegetables that were pickled, but they were chulin. If they were pickled vegetables that were truma, v'nir oisa tvul yoim, now even if a tvul yoim, one who is a second level of tuma, tvul yoim, one who has purified himself, but it's still before sunset, and he is a second level of tuma, if he shook it, or stirred it, v'ra mashkin al yodai, and after stirring it, he noticed that some of the pickling juice was on his hands. Now he doesn't know how it got there. Sofek, he is in doubt, minakdeira nitzu, that it, perhaps he never touched the liquid, but while he was stirring it, some liquid splashed out of the pot onto his hand. Sofek shehakelach noga biyodai, or he's in doubt, perhaps actually a stalk of vegetable that was wet touched his hand. Hayerek posel, all the vegetables are posel. They, since it's truma, even though he's a second level of tuma, he is capable of rendering truma posel, and rendering the truma forbidden to be eaten, because a third level of tuma in truma is forbidden. V'hakedeira tahora, nevertheless the pot remains tahor. As we already learned in Hilchos She'or Avos HaTuma, chapter 10, we learned that the rabbinical decree that liquids that are tameh can render a utensil tameh does not apply to liquids that became tameh because they were contacted by a tvul yoim. And here, even though the entire tumah is because of a safek, it's in doubt, nevertheless, as we learned there in that same chapter, a tvul yoim it renders tumah even though it is because of a doubt. Halacha dalid tamei shahaya oichel anavim muksharim. Someone who was tamei and he was eating grapes that had become wet and were capable of receiving tumah from him, and they became tamei. V'nafal mimenu garga yechidi legas. And while he was eating, he dropped one single grape, and it fell into the into the receptacle of the wine press. Now, since it's a single grape, it is less than a kebeya. Im hoya sholem, if this grape was whole, it had not been broken, veloy nishmat mimenu uktsoy, and the stem had not been removed, so that there is no liquid anywhere on that grape that had become tamei from the person eating it, hagas tohar, the entire wine press and everything in it remains tohar, because the single grape is less than kebeya, and it is not capable of imparting any tumah. And there's no liquid here to impart a tumah. V'yem nitl uktsoy, however, if the stem had been removed, and the place where the stem removed, there's now a minute amount of liquid there at the little hole that remains. V'hoyu anovim muchanim be'ovit, v'chayotzi boy lidarcha, and in the receptacle of the wine press where it fell, where this grape fell in, there were already grapes ready there. V'chayotzibay, or some other fruit, l'darcham, and they were ready to be pressed. Shaharei roitze b'mashka hayotzei mehem. Now, in this case, any liquid that emerges from these grapes is capable of rendering all the food there, all the fruit, susceptible to tumah, because in the receptacle of the press, a person wants liquids to ooze forth, because the more liquid that comes forth, the easier it will be to press it afterwards. Therefore, any liquid that's issuing from anything here, including the grape that fell in, is considered desirable. Nitma hagas, then the entire wine press and its contents become tomei betipas mashke shebereish hagarger b'mokim ha'ukitz, because of the drop of liquid that's at the tip of the berry that fell in there at the place where the stem had been removed. Naflu mimenu anovim. If this person who was tamei dropped several grapes, v'darchom b'mokim mufne, and somebody stepped on them and expressed liquid from them, and it was in a clear space of ground where there were no other grapes present, im hoyu kebeya mechuvan, if the amount of grapes that was there to begin with was exactly a kebeya, harei hamashkim hayotze mehem tohirim. This is the same law that we learned in this chapter in Halacha Beis. The liquid that's expressed from them is tohar, k'moisha beyarnu, as we already stated, because as soon as the first drop of liquid emerges, there is now less than a kebeya of solid, and less than a kebeya cannot impart any tumah. And the liquid that was inside to begin with is not considered tameh, because it's considered as if it were a different species. Hoyu yoisa mikebeya, if however the grapes that fell down were more than a kebeya, hayotze mehem tamei. Then whatever emerges is tamei. Shekeven sheyotza tipa rishoina, because as soon as the first drop emerges, nitmes mekebeya, it became tamei, because there was still a kebeya left, or more, of solid that imparted tumah to it. Umetami is kolamashka yitzachareh, and it imparts now tumah to any liquid that comes afterwards. Halocha hei, gush shel zeisim tmeim. A clump of olives that were tamei, shahoya mekubats umechubar, that was collected together and joined together into one clump, one mass, v'hishlichoi letoich tanur, and he tossed this into an oven that was burning, he tossed it in as fuel, v'husak, and it caught fire in the oven, imhoya kebeya mechuban, here again, if the clump was exactly the size of an egg, hatanur tohar, then the oven remains tahar. Here we're talking about an oven that's made of clay or earthenware, which can receive tumah from its inside. The oven is tahar. She'ein ha'oichlim mitamim kelim v'amashke mehayotzi mehem tohar k'moshe beyarnu. The oven remains tahar because oichlim, the solid olives that fell in, even though they were a kebeya in size, but solids do not impart tuma to utensils. And the liquid that emerges from it is tohor, kemoisha beyarnu, as we have already stated several times here, because as soon as the first drop emerges, the solid is now less than a kebeya and cannot impart any tuma to it. Hoya hagush yoisa mekebeya. However, if the clump of olives that he tossed in onto the fuel was more than kebeya, more than the size of an egg, nitmahatanur, then the oven becomes tameh, shekesheyotza tipa achas, because as soon as the first drop emerged, nitmeis bekebeya, it became tameh, because there still was a kebeya of solid to impart tuma to it, vitimas hatanur. And now this liquid imparted its tuma to the oven, because you know that liquids can impart, by rabbinical decree, a tuma to utensils. Lefichach, therefore, im hazesim hatmeim peirurim, if the olives that were tamei were separate, the einam gush, and they had not been pressed into a single clump, afilu hein meya, even if there were 100 of them, so that altogether there are many times the size of an egg, hatanur tahor, the oven remains tahor, because no single olive has the size of an egg. Halacha vav, eitzim shenivluhem behem mashkim tameim, wood into which there was absorbed liquids that were tamei, vehisikam, and he put them into the oven and burned them, hatanur tahor, the oven is tahor, shaharei botlu ba'eitzim, because even though when the wood started to burn, the liquid oozed out from it. Nevertheless, this liquid is not of any consequence here, because since the wood is not a food which expresses a juice, the liquids are considered as nullified here, and they are of no consequence when they're absorbed inside the wood. And even if these pieces of wood which had absorbed liquid that was tamei, even if he took them outside, shenaflu aleihem gshamim, this actually probably should state vinaflu aleihem gshamim, and rain fell on it, and the whole thing became soaking wet, vinaflu l'ritzoinoi, and in fact it was with his will, with his desire that they became wet. So now the water that is on them is considered a liquid, since it has been removed from its natural source with his intent and desire. Vehisikam, if these pieces of wood were now put into the oven to burn, hatanur tohar, even here the oven is considered tohar, v'ein hamayim sha'aleihem mistamim min hamashkim shehabluim bahem, and even the liquid now that's upon it, the rainwater that's on the outside, does not receive tumah from the liquid that was absorbed into the wood. So not only is the wood not tummy, but the liquid is not tummy. However, v'lo yasikein ela biyodayim tahoiris, he should only put them into the oven when his hands are tahor. Gizera shelo yasikein hatomei, the reason that they made such a rabbinical decree that only when his hands are tahor, he should put them in, even though when his hands are tummy, they are not capable of imparting to a in this case, nevertheless, it's a gzeira shelo yasikeim hatomei, that someone who is actually tomei might come to put them into the oven. V'nimtzu amashkim shaleihem mitamim es hatanur, and someone who was actually tomei, if he were to touch it, the liquid upon the wood would become tomei, and they would render the oven tomei. Halocha zayin sheretz shenimtzu barichayim shal zeisim, a sheretz, a creeping thing that is tamei, and this is an av hatuma, if it was found berachayim shel zeisim in the crushing machine of olives, before the olives are put into the press, they are first run through a machine that crushes them, so that when they're pressed, the oil will come out readily. Ein tamei elamokim magoi, only the place where the sheretz itself touched is tamei, but the rest of it is not tamei, because since the crushed olives are in pieces, there's no clump that's the size of a kebeya, it cannot impart the tumah further, and only where the sheretz touched becomes tamei. Im hoya mashke mahalich, however, if they were crushed to the extent that there was liquid running over the entire collection of crushed olives, hakil tomei, then everything becomes tomei. Shekeven shenitma miksas amashke, because in the case of liquid, we do not consider liquid to be discrete parts, but we consider it all one, and as soon as a little bit of the liquid has become tomei by touching the sheretz, nitma kuloi, the entire collection of liquid becomes tomei, vahashemen metamias kol azesim, and since the liquid, the oil is running all over, it imparts its tuma to all the olives. Nimtzal gabi ha'olin, if the sheretz was found not on the olives themselves, but on the leaves, lemaila min azesim, that are above the olives had been covered up with leaves, and the sheretz was found on the leaves and not on the olives, since the leaves are not edible, olive leaves are not food, no tuma has been imparted to these leaves. The only question is whether the sheretz, in falling upon the leaves, had contacted the olives. Yishalu es habadodim. So the rule is, you ask the workers of the wine, of the olive press, and even though these workers are amei haoretz and they are not believed concerning tuma and tara, the rule that they are not to be believed concerning tuma and tara is when the tuma and tara is their own, then they are not careful with it. However, concerning someone else's, since they're only employees here, they will be careful with their employer's tumah and tara, because they have nothing to lose by saying the sheretz touched the olives. Im amru, so therefore, if the employees, even though they are amei haaretz, they said, loy noganu, we did not touch the olives, we ourselves did not touch the olives, did not touch the sheretz, and the sheretz did not touch the olives, and we did not touch the sheretz, so we are not tamei ne'amonim. We believe them. Nimtza al oim shal zeisim, if it's found on a clump of olives, the sheretz, nitma kol hagush, the entire clump, and all these olives here become tamei k'moshe b'yarnu, as we've already stated previously in this chapter. Nimtza al gabi zeisim perurim, if it's found on particles of olives, or separate olives, if it's touching a collection of olive particles that form a kebeya, hakel tomei, then everything is tomei, shoicho shu kebeya, mitamei hamashka amoyrav shabahem, because since the food is a kebeya, the liquid that's mixed with it becomes tomei, it imparts its tumah to the liquid, vamashke mitamim sharazesim, and the liquid imparts tumah to all the rest of the olives. Hoyu peirurim al gabik peirurim, if however the liquid had run down and there were particles of olive piled up, and the liquid had filtered down, v'hamashke milmata, the liquid was all on the bottom, af al pisha noga b'kebeya, even though the sheretz had touched a kebeya, ein tamei ala mokim magoi, only the place where it touched is tamei, because the solids are considered discrete particles, and no particle is a kebeya, so even though the whole thing is a kebeya, the tumah is not conveyed, and the liquid does not carry tumah from place to place, because the liquid is all on the bottom and was not touched at all by the sheretz. Halocha ches, am ha'oretz, shehoishit yodav lagas, and am ha'oretz, if an Am Haaretz, who is always suspected of being Tomei, stuck his hand into the receptacle of the wine press where the clusters of grapes were waiting, v'noga bo eshkoilis, and he touched several clusters of grapes, eshkel v'chol srivoysav tmeim, the cluster where he touched, and all those that are surrounding it and in contact with it, are Tomei, v'hagas kula tahira, but the rest of the wine press is tohur. Mipnei shemafsikim hoeshkoil shashvivus hoeshkoil beina yuvein shar hagas, because the clusters of grapes that surround the cluster that he touched separate the cluster that he touched from everything else that is in the wine press. Here again, since the grapes are less than kebeya, and there's no liquid here present at the time, the tumah is not conveyed from place to place. Halochetes, hagefes, ground up olives, which can be used as fuel, v'hazogim, and peel of grapes, shenasu batara, if the residue here of the olives and grapes had been prepared following all the rules of Tumah and Tara, that is, everything here was Tahor, the Holchu Aleihem Tmeim, and people who were Tomei stepped on it and trampled it, V'achakach Yotzu Mehem Mashkim, and thereafter liquids ran out from it because of the pressure that was exerted on it when people stepped on it, Hare Elu Tahorim. This is considered, this liquid that issues forth is considered Tahor, Shemitchilo Nasu Betara, because to begin with, all the solid here had been Tahor. And what has happened here was the following. All the liquids, these are olives and grapes that have already been pressed. And any liquid that's present is liquid that had once been expressed from the solid. And then when the weight of the press had been relieved, some liquid remained and was reabsorbed into the solid. Therefore, if to begin with everything had been Tahor, the liquids that were in here were Tahor, and now when they're re-expressed, when they're pressed out again by somebody walking on it, this is undesirable. People don't want liquids pressed out there all over the wine press floor while people are walking there. Therefore, since it's not desirable, the liquid does not receive any tumah here. It's considered as if it's a liquid that's in its source that has not been removed from its source, and therefore it is not susceptible to tumah. V'imnasu mitchila b'tumah, however, if to begin with they had been made tamei, v'yotzu mehem mashkim, and now liquids are expressed by people that are tamei, now tameim, now the whole thing is tamei, all the liquid that's expressed is tamei and imparts the tumah to everything else. Because they had already been tamei the first time when they had been expressed, and then the liquids were expressed with the desire of the owner, then when they were reabsorbed in the residue of in the solid residue, they had not been removed from their tumah, and the tumah still remains, and therefore even if people who were not tamei trampled on them, and the liquid was expressed, the liquid remains tamei. Halacha yud. Habadodim shenichnosim v'yoytzim, employees of the olive press, who are amei ha'aretz, and they are not believed concerning tumah and tara, nevertheless, here they are permitted to work in the olive press, because the owner of the olive press specifically immersed them in the mikveh, so he knows that they are tohar, nichnosim v'yoytzim, and they go in and out and walk all around the olive press. Umashkim tameim b'soich beis habad, and there are liquids that are tamei present in the room where the olive press is found. Im yesh bei mashkim l'zeisim kedei sheyinagvu es ragleihem ba'aretz, if between these liquids that are tamei and the place where the olives are collected, if there's enough space so that if they stepped on the liquid, their feet would nevertheless become dried off while they walked from there to the olives. Harei hazeisim tahorim. The olives are considered to be tahor, and we do not suspect that they actually carried liquids to the olives. Shehanegeah b'mashkim temeim shaloi biyodav tahor. Because here they touched it not with their hands, they touched it with their feet. Liquids, even though by rabbinical decree they can make kalim tamei, they cannot make people tamei unless they touch it with their hands, in which case the hands become tamei. But if they touched it not with their hands, tahor, then the person remains tahor. Ba'afilu lakoidish, not only concerning chulin and truma, but even concerning sacrificial items, they cannot convey tuma to it. Kikris hakoidish, loaves of bread that were sanctified for sacrificial purposes, such as the bread of a todah, shehoyu bahem gumais, if there were cracks or grooves in the surface of the loaf of bread, ubetoicha gumais hoyu mashkim shel kodesh, and within these cracks there were some liquids that were also for sacrificial purposes, such as some oil with which it had been smeared, v'noga hasheres beyachas mehem, and a sheretz touched one of these loaves, V'nogar rishoyna bashniya, and this first loaf touched the second, ushniya bashlishis, and the second loaf touched the third one, afilu meya, even if there were 100 of them, kulam rishoyn l'tumah, all of them are considered first level of tumah, and all of them are tameh. Even though here the liquids were not touching each other, it's just solids that contain some liquids were touching each other, and according to the rules we learned previously, the tumah should spread only first level, second level, third level, and with sacrificial things that can only go to fourth level and not further. Nevertheless, kulam rishon l'tumah. Everything here is considered first level tumah because of the liquid that's present. And even though the liquid was present in discrete places, in grooves in each of the challahs, and the liquid was not touching one the other, nevertheless, Yipnei Hamashka Shabaguma, since there was in fact such liquids there, Vechibas HaKodesh, and because of the sanctity of sacrificial things, we make an extra chumrah, an extra strictness here. Harehen Kulam Kimashkim, everything is here is considered liquid, Shein Moinim Bahem, and with liquids we do not count first, second, third level, etc. Everything is always considered first level, as we have learned in previous halachas. Avolim hoyu kikris truma, however, if these loaves were not sacrificial loaves, but they were truma, hare hakikar hashlishis bilvat psula, then the truma can go only as far as the third loaf. The third loaf is already a third level, and it is psula, it is possible, it may not be eaten, but it cannot impart truma further, or mishlishi v'holotar, from the third loaf and onward, it remains tahor. That is, if passed beyond the third loaf, it remains tahor. If, however, the liquid was not in discrete grooves in each loaf separately, but there was liquid that wet the entire collection of loaves, av batruma hakil tmeis, then even with truma, everything is tamei v'kulam shniyas, and everything is a second level of tuma because the liquid becomes a first level of tumah, and it conveys tumah to all of the loaves, and all of the loaves become second level. Chutz min harishayin, except for the first loaf which he touched, another bar sheretz that the sheretz touched, shehirishayin. The first loaf, of course, is a first level tumah. Halacha yudalef, ababua hanasa be'ovi hachovis, a blister or a bubble that developed in the walls of a barrel. The walls of the barrel weakened and it developed like a blister sticking out. V'harehu kemoi kli acher b'tzida, and it's like there's a separate keli sticking out of the side of the barrel. Im nikav ha'babua la'avir hachovis, if the one side of the blister sticks out, and one side of the blister is like a bubble sticking inside the barrel and contacting the wine. If this blister became punctured into the interior, from the blister to the interior space of the barrel, v'nikav nekhebacher lachutz, and a second puncture was made to the outside of the barrel, zekenegedzan, the punctures in the two walls of the blister were at the same level, at the same height, oy shehoya hanekev hapnimi milmata v'hachitzen milmaila, or if the inner hole was lower and the outer hole was higher, so that any liquid that fell in through the outer hole would fall into the barrel itself. And if both the bubble, the blister, and the barrel itself were full of some kind of liquid, then if an avhatuma touched the liquid sheba babuis that was in the bubble, v'nitmiyu kol hamashkim shebechavis, then all the liquid in the barrel is considered tameh, because since the liquid from the bubble is capable of running down into the barrel, since the two holes are on the same level or the inner hole is lower, it's considered as if he had touched the liquid in the barrel itself. Hoysa hechavis mukefis tzamid posil, if the barrel was covered tightly with its cover, which ordinarily would protect in an ohel hameis, unesuna ba'ohel hameis, and this whole barrel was standing in an ohel under the same tent with a dead body, nitmeis, Nevertheless, it becomes tamei mipnei hanegev shebababuazeh, because the cover is of no avail since you have these holes, and they're considered as if the holes go from outside to inside. Sharehu mefulish la'avira, because this is considered like one connecting hole that goes from outside to inside. V'cheinim hoya hanekev shebabua shebifnim lemayla v'achitzin lemayla, and the similar law will apply controversially. If the hole that was in the bubble on the inside were higher, and the out one, the outer hole, were lower, so that liquids now could run not into the barrel, but only outside the barrel, hareza eina nitzeles b'tzamit posel, concerning the stricter case of tumas mace, this is still considered a hole that goes through from outside to inside, and therefore, even though the top of the barrel is covered with a tzamid posil, is covered with a tightly applied cover, this does not save it from becoming tamei, it does not protect it in an ohel hameis, under the same tent with the dead body, because the hole is considered a hole. Aval im noga av hatumah bababuan, however, concerning an ordinary av hatumah, which is less strict, if he touched the liquid in the bubble, lo nitmu mashkim shebechovitz, then, since liquid from the bubble cannot, in this case, run into the barrel, liquid can only run out of the barrel, it's not considered one continuum, and the liquid inside the barrel, it does not become tamei. V'hinam kimuvdolam mehem, it's considered like a separate collection of liquid from what is inside the bubble.